Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Shadow and Flame by Mindy Arnett. Performed by Christine Vam. Prologue. Kate. No one dared approach the gate of the prison. Not by choice, at any rate. Even the guards preparing for their watches regarded the mist fold with wariness, like conscripts heading into battle. Not their first one, but their fifth or sixth. Enough experience to make them fully aware of the hardships in store and the likelihood of death. Cape Brighton couldn't blame them for it. The fortress was as foreboding as any she'd seen. Its red mud brick wall, the color of dirt mixed with blood, stood more than 30 feet high, the top hidden by the thick, undulating mist that gave the prison its name. That mist was as vast and imposing as the sea, obscuring everything beyond it, even sunlight. Not that there was much of that to be seen yet, only a vague brightening from black to gray. Another dawn was here, and yet again Kate hadn't sensed it. Her magic, once stirring to life with the rising of the sun, dead inside her. She pushed away the reminder and the wave of homesickness it brought. Almost time, she thought, raising one hand to touch the revolver belted at her right side. A sword hung from her left, hidden by her long cloak. It was a heavier, more impressive weapon at a glance, but far less deadly. If fighting broke out, the revolver was all she would need. When it broke out. Despite their planning, violence seemed inevitable. There was too much that they didn't know about what awaited them beyond the wall and beneath that unnatural mist. The only thing she knew for certain was that her little brother was being held in there, along with dozens of her fellow wilders. It's almost time. Corwin spoke from beside her, and hearing him echo her thoughts sent a trickle of warmth through her, easing the tight knot in her chest. Craving a glimpse of his face, Kate turned to him, only to be met with disappointment. Although the voice was Corwin's, the face staring at her from the shadows belonged to a stranger. It was a plain face, with features so unremarkable that Kate's brain was incapable of remembering it. But that had been the point when Haru fashioned the disguise. The mage stone she'd made was perched in Corwin's left ear, the telltale glow of its magic hidden behind a gold plate. Fortunately, Haru had the foresight to create it before they'd left Rhyme a few weeks ago. The very next morning after setting sail for this god's forsaken country, her magic had vanished, same as Kate's and the others. It stopped Haru from making new maidstones, but at least the ones she'd already made had retained their normal level of power and duration. An advantage of magist magic over wilders, it seemed. Yes, Kate replied, glancing away from that unfamiliar face. She wished Haru were a little less skillful at her craft. The magist might have left some trace of Corwin in the mask-like glamour. Then again, such precautions were warranted. Corwin Tormain, High Prince of Rhyme, was a wanted man, both at home where his older brother had labeled him traitor, and especially here in Siva, the long-standing enemy of Rhyme. King Magnar Fane of Siva would sacrifice 6 of his 7 sons to capture him. You hate this face, don't you? Corwin said, a tease in his voice. Despite herself, Kate smiled. Here was her Corwin, for certain, the one who could always see her hidden truths. Not at all. It's better than your regular face, honestly. Well, in that case, I will make sure Haru remains in my employ indefinitely, so that I might wear it for you each night.
Moderation, my love.
She patted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?